We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jerry Brewer is the sports columnist for the Washington Post, and you can read his work at WashingtonPost.com. He was in our fine city yesterday, watched the Dolphins and the Redskins, and his Washington team came away with the victory. Jerry, first of all, thank you for staying on hold through all that nonsense. I hope it wasn't too painful.
No problem. I mean, I'm still in Miami, so
whatever
you guys want to do.
All right, so we're taking you away from the beach. I didn't mean to do that. What is the real story of yesterday? Is it anything like I just said here, which is a loss a victory? Specifically speaking for the Dolphins, because I think they're in a different spot than your team is.
Yeah, I mean, Washington is actually trying to win games, and they're terrible versus, you know, I mean, we understand, at least from a front office point of view, what the Dolphins are trying to do. It was a mess of a game. I had a feeling, like, my sense in that game, the entire fourth quarter, I was like, it's going to come down to a missed extra point. Fortunately, it didn't come down to that, but it comes down to this decision. And I don't necessarily mind that Flores made that call, but it's the play. And when you go into the Redskins locker room, they were like, yeah, we had been working on that all week. We had been waiting to see that. As soon as we saw Drake go in motion, it was game over. I mean, even the offensive guys on the sideline were like, we've seen our defense practice this all week. It's game over. So to run that in that situation, and, you know, even if Drake catches the ball, he's got no chance of getting in there. That was unfortunate, or fortunate from a Dolphins perspective.
And Jerry, with that play, how do you feel about Flores saying that he knew with 10 minutes left on the clock? Is that enough time? Because I was always under the assumption that you kind of see how the game is being played out before you make a decision like that.
Yeah, I'm under that assumption as well. And I just think about the flow of the game. You know, Fitzpatrick comes in. It just changes everything from the Washington defense. They never really solved him. I'm of the general belief that at home you extend the game in a situation like that. Because, you know, in theory, you've got the crowd going for you. I mean, the crowd was pretty bland yesterday, but you still have that going for you. And you have a defense that hadn't figured out this quarterback switch and what they were doing. And so I had the sense that you just let that play out. You let it go into overtime. And, I mean, your chances are greater than 50-50 of making that work. And I don't know what the odds are in terms of what the stats are, you know, over the last 3 to 5 years of teams going for two-point conversions. But I would assume that you would have a better opportunity at home in overtime, especially after scoring two unanswered touchdowns in the fourth quarter, of finding a way to pull that game out.
Jerry Brewer is a sports columnist for the Washington Post, and again, you could read his work at WashingtonPost.com. He wrote about yesterday's game. He's still in Miami. Dolphins, obviously, we feel like we're playing for Tua Tagovailoa. What's the prevailing notion in Washington? Crowder and I were talking about this earlier. If the Redskins ended up with the number one or the number two pick, would they take another quarterback, or do they have to ride with Dwayne Haskins for a while?
Well, I think that's why they need to go ahead and admit to themselves that they're in a bind that they're not going to get out of, and turn to Haskins and really get a sample size of what he can do in actual games, because you might have to Josh Rosen Dwayne Haskins, a la what happened with Rosen in Arizona. I mean, I think that this draft class potentially, you know, not just Tua, but Justin Herbert from Oregon is, you know, big, everything of 6'6", 230 pounds, can move, has a good arm. There's three or four, maybe even five more quarterbacks who might, by the end of the day, be first-round worthy in this draft. So you don't necessarily have to have a number one pick, but it almost certainly seems like Washington will have a top five pick, and you'll be in a position in which there could be a quarterback on that board that you would need to consider. So I think the push needs to be like, listen, I don't know what you're trying to salvage this year, but you started 0-5. And even though they won yesterday, I mean, nobody is like, I mean, they are 1 point and 2 yards better than a team that's not trying to win. So let's be realistic about what they are. And if they're feeling themselves today, well, guess what? They got San Francisco coming in this week, and that defensive line of the 49ers is going to pulverize them next week. And then they got on short rest the Minnesota Vikings, you know, another one of the great defenses in the NFL. And if that ain't enough, you know, they got a Buffalo Bills team that has playoff aspirations. So they're 1-7, possibly 1-8 real quick. So it is getting close to Dwayne Haskins' time. And I think everyone would like to see them. If you're not going to win, you might as well turn it into a developmental period for your quarterback. And there was this belief early on that you weren't trying to protect Dwayne Haskins from the rest of the NFL. You were trying to protect him from your own team because they were that bad. But I think they have at least risen to a level in which the quarterback would have some type of a chance to do something. So I wouldn't be afraid to play Haskins in this situation any longer.
And speaking of Haskins, Jerry, is it true, like there were reports out there that Jay Gruden and them didn't even like Haskins. It was a Daniel Snyder move. And we know that Daniel Snyder, as the owner, will take control of anything he wants to. Is there any truth to that story?
There is truth to it. Daniel Snyder definitely was a fan of Dwayne Haskins. I think he, more than it just being Dwayne Haskins and more than it being his son, went to the same high school as Haskins. It was, you know, Daniel Snyder wants a marketable star. So he's sitting there thinking, this is a guy that a lot of people thought was the number one quarterback on the board before Kyler Murray's New York rise. Let's go ahead and take him at 15, get our quarterback of the future, solve this situation in which we need a cheap quarterback after what happened to Alex Smith. You know, it's more likely than not that he'll never play a down again in the NFL. So you needed a quarterback, but I'm under the belief, and it's, I take it on strong authority, Jay Gruden, if he was going to draft a quarterback below Kyler Murray, he liked Daniel Jones a lot more. And so when Daniel Jones went ahead, there was like a million other things that he would have liked to have done than draft a quarterback, because he was trying to make the playoffs this year. He thought, you know, maybe if you get another front end starter, maybe you've got a chance to, you know, go from 7-9, which they had been the previous 2 years, to maybe a solid 9 or 10 win team. Turns out they're a lot worse than that, but that was his opinion. And that was most of the guys, the coaches' opinion was, well, if we think we're close to the playoffs, why are we going for a developmental quarterback at this stage? And there was a lot of friction there. And I think still within the organization, even though Gruden is gone, there's a difference of opinion between the football staff, the front office, and ownership on what to do with Haskins, which means that the Redskins are going to do what the Redskins always do, which is mess this up.
Jerry Brewer, sports columnist for the Washington Post. Read his work at WashingtonPost.com. Go ahead and go back and enjoy our city. Enough being on the phone with us clowns. Go back to South Beach.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Jerry Brewer from the Washington Post. That's a funny way to wrap things up. It's because it sounds like us, right? Whatever needs to be done, well, they're going to end up screwing it up anyway.
It's not just Miami, guys.
I know. There's
that can make you, some comparisons out there.
I like how he said also when it comes to the Redskins, like they were 1 point better than what is obviously the worst team in the league. So they can't take too much from it, but they did get that victory. And I honestly, you know, being there yesterday, for two teams that were a combined 0-9, there was a good energy in the stadium. I really felt that. I mean, you're talking about two teams combined for 0-9. I felt like there was a little something something happening there.
Oh, alcohol.
That may have had something to do with it.
Somebody was drunk.
May have had a little something to do with it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.